Dr. Myra Wilson expects there'll be a lot of stressed and frightened animals from 9:30 p.m. on December 31st to 1 a.m. on January 1st in Anchorage, and from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the Matsu Valley. Those are the hours when residents are allowed to greet the new year with their personal fireworks. Wilson heads Anchorage's Animal Care and Control Center. She summarized some of the advice the center issued to help pet owners during the noisy hours of New Year's Eve and early morning.
The ideal situation is that if you have a pet that is outdoors, it would be nice to bring them indoors for a few hours. Certainly a secure and quiet setting is going to be easier for them to handle some of these disturbances. Even minimizing once they're inside the disturbances, we would certainly recommend maybe some calming music, even maybe the TV on, something that would also minimize the fireworks noise that's going on.
To further muffle the noise, make sure all windows and doors are closed. Fairly appealing advice given the season. Wilson also urges cat and dog owners, even those with inside pets, to make certain that all the animals have securely fastened identification tags. That way, if the frightened animal escapes the house and does not return, you have a better chance of locating your pet or having it returned to you. If your animal is still missing on New Year's Day, the shelter is probably your best option. And Wilson says you need to visit in person.
We are not open on New Year's, so that's going to create a little bit of maybe some stressful situations. If people have found animals, we do have a night drop-off area that they can put them in. We do have staff that are working, even though we're not open to the public, that would bring those animals in and they would house them safely here. And then we would encourage anybody that's lost a pet to come down on the 2nd. We will be open at 10 a.m. on the 2nd.
She also advises people not to take their dogs to any fireworks displays. Some animals could become frightened, while others, perhaps hunting dogs who are not scared, could also suffer equally negative consequences.
If you get into hunting breeds that are around this sort of noise, it might actually excite them. They might want to go after something that they're not used to going after.
If dog owners know that fireworks are certain to frighten their pets, or even if they don't know for sure, Wilson suggests some simple advance activities.
We would encourage for those folks that know that their animals do have some stress and sensitivity, take them for a walk before the fireworks start out, let them have a little exercise, relieve themselves, and then that might also minimize a problem situation or an accident occurring in the home.
Wilson adds that if people see anyone abusing an animal with fireworks, they can report the incident to the Anchorage Animal Care and Control at 343-8122 for investigation. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.